Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 22nd of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it's general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this report on a free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up to marcustoday.com.au and you can get a free two-week trial to our wonderful newsletter. Lots of goodies just for members. Members exclusive podcast, Facebook group, all sorts of model portfolio strategy, small caps, big caps, and everything in between. So love to have you on board. All right, let's go to the scores on the doors. And we were up. Unusual for a Monday. Usually we have a bit of a wobble on a Monday, but today well, the wobble was upwards. We had an 81.9% gain. Sorry, 81.9 point gain. Up 1.1%. 7649.2. We opened at 7581.6, which was pretty close to the low of 7581.4. We had a high of 7678.6, so a pretty big 100-point trading range today, and we did hit up around 115 up at one stage. Just before the close, we were up only around 60-odd points, but we did push up into the close. A little bit of residual buying helping out there. Dow futures currently up around 0.37% at the moment, which is good. And NASDAQ futures also to the good. They're up around 115 points. So we are getting a little bit of a tailwind from the US futures market. And that is certainly helping sentiment. And certainly we've been helped sentiment today by commodity prices. And across the board, the market has been pretty firm. The banks doing well. We had Citi putting a sell on the banks. Well, unfortunately, Citi, I know it's not a one-day thing, but CBA up 0.9, Westpac up 0.9, NAB up 1, ANZ pretty much unchanged. Macquarie had a good day, up 1.8%. Maybe that's on the back of the AirTrunk news. Also had net wealth, 4.6% higher. Insurers better, QBE up 0.5%, Suncorp up 1.1%. REITs did well today, Stockland up 1.6, Goodman Group up 0.4, Dexus up 1.6 as well. So good in the financials, good in the REITs, the Real Estate Investment Trust. Industrials, very firm. Good day for industrials. The likes of Transurban up 1.6, Telstra up 1.4, REA Group up 1.4, Woolies and Coles up around 1.5, 1.7% respectively. We also saw a good day in Qantas today, up 3.6%. I'm not sure if that was the result of oil prices coming off, or maybe the easing in tension in the Middle East. But a pretty good day all round in the industrial space. Unfortunately, not such a good day for gold miners. We had Northern Star down 1.4, Newmont down 0.7, Evolution down 1.5. Gold miners coming very much off the boil today on the lack of news. In fact, the diminishing tension in the Middle East, which is good news, really. So let's keep that in mind. Woodside and Santos both easier as the oil price came off. Woodside down 2.6%. They seem to be in a world of pain at the moment. Santos down 1.2. The Woodside can't even turn a trick. Even when the oil price is good, they don't go up. And when the oil price is bad, they just go down. So not good. Tech stocks better. Zero up 2.4%. WiseTech up 0.8% today. In terms of corporate news, well, not a lot out. It was a bit of a quiet Monday start. We did see BOE, that's Boss Energy, has produced its first drum of uranium from Honeymoon. Air New Zealand was downgraded again. Maybe that was the reason why Qantas was better. But certainly the market is liking Qantas at the moment. Just looking at the Dow futures as we go through this, we've got Dow futures up 140 now and NASDAQ up 104. So looking at a positive start, FTSE and European markets also showing a positive start, around 1% higher. News as well. We had Star still in front of that inquiry. They were down again. They're dead man walking, really. In economic news today, we had China leaving its rates unchanged for the 1 and 5 year rates. So that is some news there. And in Asia, well, let's just go to the latest coming out of Asia as they come back from their lunch break. They do have quite civilized hours there. Tokyo up 1%. Hang Seng up 1.8%. China down 0.13% there. And 10-year yields in Australia, last I saw they were 4.32. Let's give you the update there. 4.32 they are. In terms of winners and grinners today, there were a few more winners for grinners today, that's for sure. IMU had a cracking day today, 19.7% higher. Here's only 1.4 cents, but still, I guess we'll take it. 46 million there. They do wing around that stock. JMS, Jupiter Mines. They have the Shippy Manganese Project in South Africa. And Jupiter doing well out of manganese issues that South 32 have at Groot. So as a result, we have seen an increase in the manganese price and predictions that it will go higher. So that was up 9.4%. 14 million shares traded today in JMS. Not too many manganese plays on the market. Develop Global up 7.9%. 641,000 shares traded there. We had Zip. Well, they zippity-doo-dahed. They were higher today. 19 million shares. 7.8% higher today. They did have no real news out. Bravura up 5.7%. Not huge volume. South 32 up 5.6%. 24 million shares. Big volume there. AEF rounding them out 5.5% higher. 172,000 shares traded, so nothing very spectacular there. Always a bit thin, that one. All right, looking at the losers today in the naughty corner, well, Drone Shield, unsurprisingly, in the naughty corner. I was actually surprised they held up as well as they did. Down 16.1%, 18 cents, back down to 94. They raised 100 million bucks at 80 cents, so they're still doing all right. If you got them at 80 cents in the placement, well done. You can turn a nice little profit there, 94 cents at the moment. Predictive Discovery down 8.2% today, not huge volume. Bellevue Gold down 6.9%, 10 million shares traded, so they had a really nasty old day today. Satire also feeling unloved, down 6.2%. They're back down to where they were at the beginning of the year, I think. That was 5 million shares traded in Satire. LHC, one of the bigger fund managers in the small cap space, sold out all their holdings in that one. CU6, not doing so well. Clarity Pharmaceutical down 4.8%, million shares traded there. Positive sectors today, well, the banks, the iron ore miners, the industrials, the healthcare, the REITs. The only real negative sectors were gold miners and the oil and gas sector. The big bank basket, I'm sure you're dying to know what that is. $200.24 today, which was up 0.8%. The Alltech index up 1.4%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms coming under some pressure. 36.84 on the back of those easing tensions. Bitcoin halved over the weekend. That's not the price of Bitcoin, but just it takes twice as much effort from the Bitcoin miners to actually mine a Bitcoin. However, the price kicked higher, 65,874. The reason for the halving, and they happen around every 4 years, is that there is only allowed to be 21 million bitcoins in circulation. There we go. 10-year yields, 4.32. The Aussie dollar at the moment, let's just go to the latest there for the Aussie dollar. Let's have a little look while we're... 64.33 we have got the Aussie dollar and those Asian markets, and we've got, of course, those Dow futures and Nasdaq futures well up at the moment, 104 and 140 points for the Dow. So 104 for the Nasdaq, 140 points for the Dow. Major movers and shakers that we haven't talked about today. A good day for some of the lithium stocks. LRS, Latin Resources, having a good day today, up 5.1%. It is only 1 cent, I have to say, but there you go. ADT, Adriatic Metals, which has got a polymetallic deposit in Bosnia-Herzegovina, up 5.4%. That one really has been on a tear, continues to push higher. We did have it in the small cap portfolio many years ago at about 80 cents, and I should have held on to it, but that's life in the big city, as they say. One of the other big winners today, Ardea Resources, 19.7%. They were now in a trading halt pending an update there. Not a capital raise. It is an update on the, the Japanese consortium KNP Goongarry Hub. So we'll probably get that on Wednesday or maybe tomorrow if we're lucky. All right, the other ones doing well today. 29 Metals, offtake and insurance update, up 8.1%. XAM, Xanadu, Q, Olivia Newton-John, Xanadu were up 9.1%. They were down on Friday. Notice of AGM today. And we did see as well some losers. St Barbara down 9.8% for St Barbara. Really can't turn a trick, can it? GLN as well, which is Galan Lithium, down 13% today. 5 million shares traded. They signed a pivotal commercial agreement with Catamarca Gold. And talking gold, Westgold also down 3.9%. And in speculative stock of the day today, Base Resources was the speculative stock of the day. BSE is the code there. They finished up 123.8%. Not a bad effort. They closed on Friday night, 10.5 cents. They opened at 18. They had a high of 24.25 and a low of 18. And they closed at 23.5. So a good day for them. The reason being, they have entered into a scheme of arrangement with a US company called Energy Fuels, which could be worth up to 30.5 cents. There is a scrip bid, and there is also a 6.5 cent unfranked special dividend as well for that one. Company news today, not a lot around. We have the South 32 Q1 report. Production and cost guidance unchanged. We had Remelius with a Q1 report. Record gold production of 87,000 ounces. Didn't help the share price today. Obviously, the gold price coming off. They were unchanged. So I guess bucking the trend there. Boss Energy, first drum of uranium. Production set to ramp up to 2.45 million pounds per annum. And Drone Shield, that $100 million placement, upsized from 70 million. Do you want fries with your placement? And in economic news, China has left the 1 and 5 year loan rates unchanged. Greece and Spain are under pressure to provide the Ukraine with air defense systems. This is a goodie. New York Stock Exchange is testing the views on round-the-clock trading. If they want to ask me my view, I will tell them it is a bridge too far as I'm concerned, because then some bright spark at the ASX will go, why don't we do it anyway? BlackRock steps up security for Larry Fink after an anti-woke backlash. And US regulators have told TikTok, sell your platform in the US or face a ban. There are 200 million active TikTok users in the US. I think they're all influencers and all trying to make a quid out of TikTok in the US. I'm not sure the world is a better place for TikTok anyway. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Back again, of course, tomorrow with our pre-market podcast. If you've liked what you've heard this afternoon, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up for a free trial. Give us a go. What have you got to lose?